Second pack of Megillah, Mishnah Gimel. We learned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta that people in non-walled cities read on the 14th day, and people from walled cities read on the 15th day of Adar. Now, there's a Chiddush that in order to be defined as somebody lives in a walled or not walled city, you don't have to be a citizen of that city forever. As long as the day of Purim, you're entire day of Purim, you're going to be in that city, then you're considered a non-walled or walled city. That's a concept called Poriz Ben Yoyman. A person from Yerushalayim goes to Beit Shemesh, even if he's one day in Beit Shemesh on the 14th, he's Chayiv. There's a whole big discussion how to understand this Mishnah, and we'll say one of the Pshatim. Uven Krach Shaholuch Le'ir. So once again, we have a person from a non-walled city going to a walled city, or from walled city going to a non-walled city. Im Otid Lato Lim Koymoy, Koyrikim Koymoy. He's planning to go back to his place, then he reads like his original place. So the way we pass him with this is if somebody's visiting from Yerushalayim to outside of Yerushalayim, he's now visiting in Bnei Brak. So if he's Otid Lato Lim Koymoy means if he's planning to go back to his day before the morning of the 14th, then he remains as a Yerushalayim person. If he's planning to remain in Bnei Brak for the morning of the 14th, he's already considered a Bnei Brak person, he's Mechuyev in Bnei Brak. Same thing the other way around. If a person from Bnei Brak is visiting Yerushalayim, if he's planning to go back before the morning of the 15th, then he's considered here's a Machlokes between the morning of the 14th and the morning of the 15th. He's considered a Bnei Brak person, and he's planning to be in Yerushalayim for the day of the 15th. He is Mechuyev in Yerushalayim. If he was already Mechuyev in the 14th, and now he's going to go also for the 15th to Yerushalayim, the discussion, the Rishonim, is he's Mechuyev also in the 15th. The Ma'aseh will be passing that he should keep the day of the 15th, Akol Panim Misafek, as long as he arrived in the 15th, in other words, in Yerushalayim in this case, before Alois HaShacha of the 15th. V'mav Kari Mohim, if he's planning to stay in this other place on the 14th, if he's out of Yerushalayim, and on the 15th if he's in Yerushalayim, then he reads with him. V'mehechen Kari Adam as a Megillah, v'yeitu v'yidei Chavata. What's the minimum reading of Megillah? V'mei Oymer Kula. V'mei says he has to read the whole thing. V'yihuda Oymer Mish Yehudi. It's enough to start from Yish Yehudi. That's considered the beginning of the Neis. Rabbi Yosi Oymer Me'achad Var Me'ela, that from later on, that after Haman got into position, that is the beginning of the Neis. Haman got into position and set himself up for bringing Klal Yisrael back to Tshuva Shleima and having leasing for Klal Yisrael and his destruction. We're passing like we may, yes. Yeah.